This morning, we'll discuss and share some of the experiences, how to make our life free from bondage. We, in Hindi, we call as Jivan Mukti stage. There are many stories in which they describe the life of freedom. And those stories, they have just a few thoughts in their mind which make their life very easy and free. As we know that in the whole cycle, the golden age is called Jivan Mukti stage, that is free from the bondage. Copper and iron age is called Jivan Bandh, that is life which is in the bondage. And the confluence age is the age where we are entering in the Jivan Mukti stage from the Jivan Bandh stage. And Baba has given us a lot of knowledge, guidelines, practice of meditation, how to keep the relationship with each other, which make our life free from the bondage. What we have here is, we have the soul, we are soul, and soul has come from the supreme abode with all the qualities which Baba has on this earth. But we are not at this time in the golden age. But we are in the last part of the cycle. So different things which happen when we come here, we come with the mind, intellect, and sanskars. We also come with the different qualities, the peace, love, happiness, and so on. So mind is important, and things which are associated with mind, the thoughts, the attitude, the vision, all that is part of making ourselves free from the bondage, as well as coming in the bondage, which we're going to discuss a little more in detail. The second thing which we come in contact while we are in this world is our body. How we use our instrument, which is given as a gift to us, is very important. And the third thing which we have around us is material things. And the fourth is bodily relations. So freedom and happiness is based on happiness of mind, happiness of the body, that is health, the happiness of material thing, which is called wealth and prosperity, and happiness of relationship with other human beings, whether it's laukik or alaukik. And anything which we do through this physical body affects all the different areas and put us in the limitations. What is bondage? Bondage is nothing but a kind of limitations against our desires, against our wishes. We want to do something, and some opportunities, sometimes we feel the opportunities are there, and sometimes we feel those opportunities are not there. Somebody obstructing, somebody doing this and somebody doing, and we sometimes blame others for not having those opportunity and freedom, what we want to do or what we think is best for us. But in Baba's knowledge, Baba has given us so many different areas of thinking and contemplating that we cannot, if we are really following Baba's knowledge, we can never be in bondage of anything. We can always experience the freedom in our life at every step, 24 hours. But it depends on what we think. Because we have the different tools through which we communicate with others. One is mind. Second one is words. And third is actions. Actions means how we relate with each other through our actions, coming in contact with others. So we have three. And we can use all at one time. We can use one at a time. We can use two at a time. And we can always feel that we always have some opportunity to do something. We can never feel that we don't have anything to do. You always feel that you have something to do, some actions. You always make yourself busy. And you feel that freedom in your mind. Sometimes I judge my freedom with a thermometer, the machine or whatever we can call as, through the relationship. Relationship with others. When we relate with each others, even with their own self, with others, with material things, we relate these, especially the three areas. One is our love and appreciation towards the, even for our own self. How much love and appreciation we feel for ourselves and for others, whether it's the material things or whether it is the human beings. And the second thing which we relate our measurement is respect. How much respect which we feel towards others. And the third thing which we relate ourselves with is trust, faith. How much faith we have, how much trust we have in each other. Yesterday we had the class on faith, you know, which was very good class on faith. And faith is also very important in relationship. And when we come on this earth or in this world, whether we come from the soul's world, which is not possible at this time for us, but those we have taken the birth and rebirth, when we come in a new contact, new atmosphere, new situations, then our measurement of expansion of our relationship of freedom is based on love, respect, and faith or trust, which together we call as bhavna in our institution, we say this person has bhavana for this and this person has bhavana for others. If you combine all the three words together, it could be the bhavana. And this bhavana fluctuates, which include the love, respect and faith, fluctuate on the basis of when we come in contact with others. And it creates the bondage or settle down the bondages or karmic account of us. Every moment and every second, not only the every day or every month, but every second, it is like a bank account. You know, long time when we used to deposit, or long time when we used to do the account every day, we're putting the things, but every day we don't put together this side and that side, and every day we don't put balances every day when we used to do with a hand, but we used to do every week or we used to do every month. But since the computers have come into existence, every deposit you make, you get a balance. No matter how many deposits you make, it's automatically come as a balance. So in our life also, every moment and every second, we get a balance. When we have the positive balance, or when we have plus balance, we feel free. But when we have the negative balance and we had to use some of the balance of the past in our situations, then we feel unhappy sometimes. We feel the kind of bondage in our life. So one had to check ourselves every moment and every second. Long time when Baba's Murli used to come, and even those Murlis are repeated, Baba always used to say that you must not do anything in action. The thoughts will come, a storm will come, you'll feel that you want to do something negative, or you want to get angry, you want to steal something, but do not do in actions. Because once you perform something in actions, that creates a bondage. Of course, that was very important statement or important point which Baba was giving us at old time. So, because if Baba would have given to us that even in the thoughts, even in words, you had to prevent all that, we may not even be here. So he had to go step by step. So he said, okay, even the storm of Maya comes near mine, but don't perform in actions. If you perform in actions, then it will going to create a bondage or karmic account of that. So we did pay attention on those things. Okay, let it happen inside, but not come outside. But as we grow in the spiritual knowledge and the spiritual life, we recognize ourselves. That is not the just performing action in the form of words or action. We are creating the bondage or we are creating the freedom. But all is about inside of us. If I look at a situation, and that situation may be negative. Negative in the sense that under the body consciousness, under the influence of body consciousness leading to some anger, some greed, some jealousy. And all of a sudden, if I look at that situation, and my faith and bhavana and the love for that person reduces, is that bondage action or freedom actions? If I look at, I'm not doing anything. I'm not physically doing, I'm not, but I'm just coming in contact, which you cannot prevent. You cannot see that, say, I sitting down in the corner and I'm not watching anything. I don't want to come in contact with anybody. I don't want any peaceless situation around me. I cannot. Nobody can remain in that way. We had to come in contact with, while even just sustaining ourselves physically, we had to come in contact with the people who are around, who are under the influence of so many different consciousness. And we ourselves sometimes become body conscious too. So while we are coming in contact with the people, even the people, human being, animals, the plants, you know, sometimes you're walking on the road and you see a little bush or little plant is there and it prick you. You know, because the little thorns are there. You're walking on the road and you're finding a stone and you tremble down. You know, you're walking on the steps and you, something happened to you. So many situations comes in our contact while we are moving with in the world. But there are certain type of thoughts, certain type of attitude, and certain type of feelings create the bondage and freedom both together. Both together means some create freedom and some create bondage. The thoughts like this, okay. This person seems to be wrong, okay. This person is under the influence of something which is wrong. We think that person is wrong. We speak that person is wrong. We relate to others that person is wrong. To have the glance of that feeling of wrongness is okay, but what are we doing it? That moment of recognizing a situation is important, but then afterwards, what are we doing? Are we entertaining those situations in thoughts, in our feeling? I don't feel good when I see somebody like this doing the things. My attitude towards the person as well as the general, we say, okay, I don't like to see the people like this. You're seeing a one person, but you don't want to see the people like this. Means all the people in that category, you included in it. These people are like this. You're seeing one person doing something. You're seeing the whole community is like this, or whole country is like this, or whole this thing. So how much we entertaining in our mind? How long we carry those scenes with us? In our feeling, in our thoughts, in our attitude, that when I meet with the next person, I look at that person with the same suspicion and attitude. And how much I'm relating to the people who I meet first. As soon as I meet the person, I relate the person. You know? And it goes on. Then it becomes my actions. That become my negative actions, which will not make me free from the bondage, but put us in the bondage. So it's not the big vices which we talk about, which is affecting us at this present moment, the stage in which we are going, but it is a small, little thing which happens every moment and every second. Although Baba says that you must have good wishes for the souls, you must have a merciful feeling for the souls, you must forgive. But before we finally do the things, how much we had to go through in our own mind. We are going through in our own mind so much before we say finally we do this. life, you know, you sometimes some situation comes of some terrorist situation comes in front of you, and you say, okay, you must phone police, you must call this person, you must call this person. And when nothing is working out, then you say, oh, remember God. You know, we do all whatever is, wherever our attachments are, wherever our faith is, wherever our concern is, we do all that. And then in the end say, okay, nothing is working out except God. In the same way, in our own little mind, every moment and every second, we do according to where our attachment, our interest, our this and that, and then we say, nothing is working out. Let us have the good wishes. But in doing all that fighting within, is not making us free from the bondage, but it is putting us in the bondage and creating the more karmic account. So if we can measure our bondage-free and bondage life on the basis of what happens as soon as I come in contact with the people, come in contact with, is my love reduces, my faith reduces, my respect for that person reduces, totally my bhavana is, you know, and once the bhavana is reduced, no matter what that person will going to tell you, what kind of advice that person will going to do, tell you to you, you, that will not have any effect on you because you have something. Even the words of best wisdom will not going to penetrate in our mind. So who will be in the loss? We will be in the further loss. Because we will not be able to pick up anything from each other. So, bhavana is so important, and it takes, to build the bhavana it takes time, but to finish the bhavana is a second. When we become careless, we become, you know, don't care attitude. Even the one wrong thing which we see each other, which is called weaknesses of somebody in words and actions, whatever it is, all of a sudden that goes. Whether we know the people, whether we don't know the people. Sometimes we don't know the person. We see first time a stranger on the road. But if we can transform ourselves, we don't create bondage, but instead of bondage, we make ourselves free from the bondage. Just a little simple example. You are going in the car. Driver is driving the car. And the driver come across something, a child or another car or something which has a bad drive or come in front of that person. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a break and there's so many different commotion take place around it. How are you going to deal with that? But the result was that brakes was given in time. The child who was trying to cross or animal which is trying to cross is saved. You are saved. Everybody is saved. What is it? To free yourself from all bondages. Thank to Baba. Baba, thank you. We all are saved. Then instead of saying, oh, you don't see the people, you don't drive properly, look at this, careful, be careful. You know, we have a big set of advice for that. are that bondage or that freedom. And then we continue that for a long time. When we meet somebody, we say to, it's not that I'm saying I am perfect or I did not do in the past. It could be reducing. But we do a lot of expansion, and in expansion we create the bondages. When we look at, we say any kind of body conscious actions, which we call as vices, now we call as vices because Baba has given that enlightenment, we always feel this person is wrong, and this person must be punished for wrong. This person must realize. So we brand one after the other, we brand so many things. This person is wrong, I am right. But if this person is wrong and I am right, and it affecting me, I am not right, I am also wrong. I have not done anything, and yet I am through my thoughts and through my act, through my inner feeling and attitude, I'm creating a lot of wrongness. What this person must realize? Should we have this feeling that person must realize, means that person must go through some negative situation, that person must realize that I have done something wrong? Realization supposed to be the positive realization. When we say good wishes, means this positive realization. All those things which wrong realization, the punishment, the consequences, that is not in our hand. That is a natural law in the world that everybody had to go through. We all had to go through, whether we are the poor or whether we are rich, whether we have the ordinary status or whether we have the high status, every one of us had to go through those consequences of whatever happened to us. Nor we can change the karmas of anybody. What we just can do is we create the positive vibrations around the person, around the situation, through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our attitude, through our words and through our actions. Because it is a law that in negative situation, negative thoughts emerge. Everything negative start emerging. From positive situation, positive start emerging. So in our Baba's knowledge, we have a lot of importance given to the vibrations, creating the atmosphere. And this is what we had to do. Once we create the atmosphere, once we create the vibrations, that automatically we are helping ourselves and helping others also. We don't have to change anything. Automatically, their own, when a positive will start coming, then their own karmas will start changing. And that is what we had to do and make ourselves free. Means we visit so many places, and you feel nice, you feel you learn something, you feel impressed, you feel, about a year or 2 years ago, I went to a center. And this is service kind of simple. The center was also simple. It was not a big, high furniture and things like that. And I enjoy talking to the person a lot. She relate to me that when she meet with the people, people, whether it's a Laukik or a Laukik. She meet with the people as if all the bondages, there's no bondage with this, that, you know, she meet with such a deep love. She don't think of the past, she don't think of the future, but she says, see the people with so much love, that this is a moment which I have. I may not have another moment. This is my last and first meeting, like, as if. She says she meets at the, as if this will be the last and this will be the first meeting. And she did vibrate some good things. You could feel it. You know? And that center doesn't have no seminar, no women program, no youth program, no nothing of those type. I say, why don't you keep this thing? You say, I don't need it. I don't need all this. Only three or four places she sits. Of course, when she go to sleep, she had to sleep on the bed and sit on the bed. When she had to eat the food, she had to sit on the dining table and the dining chair. When she sit down and relate to others, she sit down on the sofa chair and sit and talk. When she had to read Murali, she had to be present in the class. Other than that, she doesn't go nowhere. Doesn't go anywhere. She don't even go to meet people. She doesn't even go. And of course, the final part we can say is that she comes to Madhavan. You don't you feel this kind of strange for in listening, but it's practical. And her morning class is 250 people. First morning class is 250 people. Second morning class is 250 people, 500 people. And evening time, the people go and read the Murali for their different spots. So they cover another 500 people. So 1,000 people they covered. She doesn't even go to meet the VIPs. They come to her. And I did feel the good feeling. I went first time, I never knew that person. And I did feel a very good feeling sitting down around her, talking and relating. Very simple thing. She did not have very deep thing to talk to. But simple thing, but I don't know what she was doing inside of her, what kind of feeling she has inside of her. It was a great feeling. There, coming in contact with the new people is that people come to, they get famous in somebody when they die, they have gatherings, so they invite them. So they come with a car, they pick them up, they go and they speak Baba's knowledge. Those are the new exposure to the people. And then they come. And I have finished about at least 1.5 years or 2 years since I met that person. But I don't think I have achieved what she has achieved. I have the sample. I had example, the result of that, but I don't think I have achieved whatever she have achieved in her mind with the simplicity, what they say, less expenditure, more service. As if she doesn't even have anything to spend. Everybody does whatever they have to do. Only saving, no expenditure. And every day is a big crowd. And I feel that was something related. It does not mean that she was born with those qualities, you know. But somehow she developed in her those qualities which we all need to develop. And some of our dadis who who we came in contact with, they have shown so much. Yeah. Especially Daddy Prakashmani. We all have learned so many things from different daddies. You know, Daddy Prakashmani. You know, you can go and ask anything. Any problem you can tell, or any good news you can tell her, and she will give some comments on it, or some advice on it. But she will never look at you, whether you follow what she says or not. She never. After 1 year, when we say, Daddy, when I came last year, I had this problem, and you gave this advice, and I follow that advice, and I feel so good. And sometimes you say, I did not follow Daddy, you know, and I did not get the benefit of it. She doesn't have no idea about it. That means sometime after giving the advice, you know, you follow the person, whether the person is following or person is not following. And if you're not following, another person coming in front of you, see, you did not follow what I said, eh? So you have a complaint about it. Sometimes you say, okay, you follow this, look at this, how much benefit you get. She doesn't have no idea or thought, as if she never gave any advice or anything. And she never follow, which I find very important, that we follow and we feel the benefit. If we don't follow, we don't feel benefit. And sometimes we relate that one to her. She doesn't have no knowledge, as if she forget everything. So every time you meet with her, as if she is meeting first time to you. And when she meets first time, as if she putting all her energy of mind, feelings, everything together to get that feeling to each and every one. And I think that is kind of, you know, freeing yourself from the bondage. Like nothing of the past, whether it was good or bad, of somebody, you're not remembering that past of the person, and you're meeting every time as a new person, with a new consciousness and a new attitude and new feelings. And that has great to do with us. Because every time we had to put the full stop, every time we had to, and that is why people say that you must live in the present, not in the past, not in the future. But enjoy your present. And in enjoying our present, if we get affected by some activities of others, we're not creating the freedom from our actions of the past, but we are creating the more bondages. So small bondages which we are creating within ourselves by watching, by listening, is accumulate a lot in our mind. And that affects our meditation. When we sit in meditation, those things affect whatever we have performed in the day. Today we perform, and that affects when we sit in Amrit Vela, that affects. So every moment which is there is reflection of my past moment. Reflection of the past moment. Because it accumulates. And sometime when we are facing a situation, we say, okay, this could be the past karmic account. Right? Sometimes somebody is very sick, they say, you are so good in this life, but you did not do anything much wrong, but maybe the past karmic account, and you yourself feel that you have not done anything, but maybe past karmic account, maybe you're facing the past karmic account. But actually speaking, it is a past karmic account added in the present life, present moment even. Because if it's a past karmic account and past life karmas, I'm facing now. Why I'm facing now? Why I did not face 10 years ago? Why I did not face why that those karmic account did not materialize in the same life, did not materialize in this life, even in the childhood or in the adult, why it materialized now? That means I must have been adding something to make it materialize. So present is involved with the past. I don't know if you catch this point or not. Maybe I have accumulated 99.9. But if I don't do anything at this present moment, that 99.9 may not turn into the 100. And it will not materialize. That is why whole Baba's knowledge is based on this. That we are performing actions in our life, you know, the two ways that we can settle our karmic account is one is Baba's remembrance and the second is karmas. So knowledge of bondage-free life is based on how to prevent karmas, negative karmas, which add in the past to materialize. You know, the two things had to come together, two things going together, and it's meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting at one point. We are actually separating that. And that is why Baba says always, anything which you do, make sure that you do not repeat for 6 months. sometimes Baba gave the anger, sometimes Baba gave the greed, or sometimes whatever inspiration Baba gives, Baba says, don't repeat it for 6 months and see. And if you repeat it, then it becomes again the 6 months. You have to do it again 6 months. So it's actually stopping that aspect of it, and when it is stopped for a certain period of time, it automatically finishes, it automatically wears off. And that is why good wishes is very important. There are two things in the stage of finishing the karmic bondages or making our life free from the bondages. First stage is not to get affected by the situation. That means protect yourself. That is kind of protecting yourself. And protecting yourself means whatever deposits which we have in our karmic account, not to take it. Not to take from the past. If you have money in the bank and you have to take it for emergency, you'll take it but you'll not feel so happy about it. So protecting means not to use our past accumulations and then helping others. Second stage is helping others. So good wishes is helping others. Good wishes is not protecting yourself. Protecting yourself is a different exercise and helping others is a different exercise. Protecting yourself is cleaning yourself. Cleansing yourself. Unless until you clean yourself, you cannot help others. That means cleaning yourself means not absorbing. And if you absorb, how to clean that what we absorb? That is why Dadi Janki, some of the classes which I heard, she always say not to absorb. But observe. Once we absorb, still we have to take it out. You know, human mind and human nature is such that anything foreign we put it in, the mind wants to take it out. Unless until we take it out, we don't feel comfortable. So why to absorb first? Why to take it and then we had to throw it? So cleansing ourselves is also very important. Freeing ourselves in our mind is important before we give the good wishes. And I always feel that good wishes, merciful feeling and forgiveness are all same things. Means in worldly way they say forgiveness and we say good wishes. Shubkamna, Shubhamna. So we give the good wishes and we say, and what is actually forgiveness? Forgiveness is also after cleansing our mind. No. As long as we blame others for wrong, we are not clean yet. We have to clean ourselves because even the little effect which I have, I am also wrong. I had to change my wrong into right first. And then I had to have the good wishes. Forgiveness is the good wishes, not based on any of the... It doesn't have any basis, just you give the good wishes. You just wish for somebody best. Some miracle should happen, some lottery must happen, some great thing happen, something best must happen in the life. That's it. We are not giving the good wishes, this person must calm down, this person must this thing. We are not keeping any aim behind us. But we just neutral, we just say good wishes means I'm thinking best. Something good must happen to this person, that's it. What is good for that person, I may not be knowing. And that is the best way to settle down the karmas. Because time to time we come in contact with the people, we come in contact with the situation. Time to time we do create a little karmic account through our words, through our action, through our whatever it is. We do create. But good wishes and forgiveness is the exercise through which I can undo what I have done in the past because of the created, whatever creating of accounts I have done through my small situations. I can undo it through that. Like for example, I come in contact with the person, I must have get angry, or that person must get angry, or something happens, so I get affected, that person get affected. And after that, you know, to stop that, or you finish that karmic account, it is created already, right? I get affected, that person get affected, it is already created. Just sit down in solitude, in remembrance of Baba, whatever it is. And just think, something good should happen to that person. Person is feeling bad because of the whatever happened. I am also feeling bad, but I am just removing that feeling of badness into the goodness. And I say, something good must happen to this person. Something good must happen to this person. You will see that person will come back and give the good news, you know. That person will not remain too far, too long. That person will give the good news. That something, you know, I went from here and I get some promotion, something in their life, they will always give the good news. So when we create this life of bondage free, we always will get the good news. most good news and very few bad news. And even if the bad news, that doesn't affect that also we get send the good wishes for that. It doesn't affect us then. And it's such a beautiful thing which Baba has taught us. Recently, about 3 days ago, I was in Delhi and there was a Vedic conference on Vedas. And it has been some transcendental meditation people were there, scientists were there, so many different type of people were there. And you can feel that they are so happy, they are doing so much. But when you compare with Baba's knowledge and Baba's children, there is something is missing. Because Baba has given us the simplest tool to us. Nothing you must keep, nothing you must... know where you must get stuck. Why should you get stuck in your life? You have to move on. All of us are making our own effort. Through our knowledge, through our yoga, through our dharana. But there are certain things, certain sanskars of all of us. We cannot handle ourselves. And that is where good wishes comes in. Somewhere you don't get stuck on a big thing, but you get stuck on the small thing where your karmic account may be a little deeper or your sanskars are very strong. That is where we need to have the family together. And those areas are areas where we only good wishes can work. Good wishes, again I can say that good wishes is giving the good wishes to the person without reducing our bhavana towards the person. Our love, our respect, our trust towards the person, we are giving the good wishes. And when we have the balance of all these, then you will see that everything starts changing in your life. I'm sure the time you have come to Baba's knowledge, so now a lot of bondages must have been broken, which you not even think about that the bondage will going to finish. When I came in Baba's knowledge and I took this Baba's knowledge, I did not even think that I will reach the stage that where I am at present. I'm going to be surrendered Brahma Kumari. I did not even think about it. The bondage was so much that I would just feel that if I could live some of the principle which Baba is talking about, or the knowledge which Baba is giving, if I can read every day the Murli, or some meditation and apply some part of it in my practical life, whatever I'm doing. I was not even thinking about anything bigger than that. To come to the Madhuban, to become a teacher, to become this. I never imagined that I could have done that one. But slowly the bondages was free. And I was able to come. I surprised on my own self. Because I feel that Baba directed the life and Baba, you know, organized my life in some way or other way to reach the where I am. I can't even think about going out of the home. So all of us have experience in our life. When we came, the type of bondages, amount of bondages we felt, and now every day we are feeling the free, free, free from bondage. But after feeling the freedom from the bondage in many areas, some area we get stuck. That is where we need to have cooperation and unity among ourselves.